North La Crosse has a history that is quite different from downtown La Crosse and the older neighborhoods south of the La Crosse River. For both areas, geography has played a large role in their historical development. North La Crosse is separated from the southern part of the city by the La Crosse River and the extensive wetlands known as the La Crosse River Marsh. The riverfront in North La Crosse is not on the Mississippi River, but the smaller, shallower Black River. During the lumber era, logs coming downstream on the Black River were directed to large sawmills along the east bank of the river in North La Crosse. In its earliest days, the base industry in North La Crosse was lumber milling. Steamboats had a difficult time advancing upstream on the Black River, so North La Crosse did not develop as a commercial center like downtown La Crosse to the south. In Wisconsin, immigrants from Norway are the laborers most associated with work in the lumber industry. The Norwegians were the most numerous ethnic group in North La Crosse and established early on a working-class flavor to the community. With the coming of the railroad in the late 1850s, North La Crosse became the site of much activity in the rail industry. Four major rail lines all had important operations in North La Crosse, and employment in the rail industry was a major occupation for many on the north side. These railroad jobs and later employment opportunities in industrial manufacturing perpetuated a blue-collar feel to the north side. The historic socioeconomic differences between North and South La Crosse are reflected in the historic architecture of North La Crosse. Most of the buildings on the walking tour of North La Crosse are public, commercial, or industrial buildings reflecting the special history of the North Side. The industrial buildings are associated with railroads and with other 20th century industries that developed after the lumber era. Several of the featured churches on the tour were founded by ethnic groups specifically associated with North La Crosse. The core commercial district along Caledonia Street has very few high-style buildings, and many of the historic facades have been altered. However, Old Town North still retains a distinctive commercial flavor attractive to heritage tourists. There are a few examples of well-preserved Victorian-era houses in North La Crosse, but the majority of the residences display vernacular interpretations of popular historic styles. The architectural landmarks of North La Crosse are not highly concentrated, so you may want to use your car or bicycle as you explore the footsteps of North La Crosse.